The Financial Times guides you through complex issues. In divisive times, don't settle for black and white. When you need the full perspective, turn to FT.com. Become a subscriber today. Search for FT subscription.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
I'm joined by the Duchess of the Chart, looking at the charts of several companies, all charts. No fundamentals here, or maybe a bit. Nick will do the charts. Nicola Duke, Duchess, of course. All right, Nick, how are you today?
Hey, Justin, I'm doing okay, thanks. I think I'm getting a bit of a cold. I'm catching your cold over the airwaves.
Yeah, I think that's high-speed broadband for you. But that's virtual reality. It's AI. What is it? Artificial AI.
I've got microwave broadband now.
Yes, good. You can get things done twice as quick with microwave broadband. does it ping when you finish your session? Ping!
No, it doesn't.
I was going to say, before we start, I mean, we do start this podcast, it's live on Facebook for people listening to the podcast, and that's why we have a bit of a natter at the start, because people get notifications, then people join, or sometimes they don't, it's up to them. Some stocks are more popular than others, but so we get that. But while we're just bantering around here, two quick charts
the
to look
battle
at, Nick.
Of BTs, you
yeah,
the BT
battle. Listen, I don't know if you know this, but whenever you see a company going from a downtrend into an uptrend, obviously there's a point where it has stop and reverse, you know, and normally those days you see quite a bit of volume, don't you? And I saw there's reports in the two papers, the Times and Financial Times, about BT is sorting out its pension, and they're having chats now with unions about that, and that'll save them a lot of money, because they've got a £14 billion deficit on the pension, but that will save them a lot of money, of course. And we've seen quite a big update today in BT.
Well, I have to say that you did say that the pension, sorting out the pension, would be the trigger for BT to rally. So.
Yeah, the pension mentioned.
And we
yeah.
do, you know, we've had a bit of a double bottom on the November lows. So the 3rd of November low was around 243, and we've retested it and we're bouncing from it. So, you know, for me, it's not quite enough to reverse the trend until we take out the bounce in the middle around 252. But yeah, we've obviously got a little bit of support here around 243.
So what? Yeah, exactly. It's not reversed the trend, but before a trend is set, it has to stop falling, doesn't it? And what I'm saying is, this. If you look at the daily chart, the RSI has bounced out of the oversold. I mean, obviously not conclusive, but that's a good sign. It's bounced out of the oversold zone.
It has. Yeah. Justin, but markets have like three directions. They go up, they go down, and quite often they go sideways. And so, you know, first, BT has to stop going down.
Exactly.
Stabilize. So this is the first signs of stability. Did I think it would happen here or a little bit lower? I have to admit that my big buy level is still 235. And we're so close. We're like 10 from it now.
Yeah. But I did say I saw a very big support level at 248, 247, you know? And by the way, if you want to win an argument with someone, just say exactly, and that works. So, like you were saying that, then I was like, exactly, and it doesn't matter what they say, you just say exactly, and it's annoying. And you can say so. And if you want to counter that, say, what do you mean exactly? You know, you disagree with me, but saying exactly, you can't just claim my point as your point. But anyway, I mean, it's very interesting, BT. It's worth looking at for the bigger. This is a long-term investment, potentially starting now. You can see good dividends over 6% and decent capital appreciation. This is the kind of thing you can chuck in your portfolio and own for years. You know, it's not a short-term punt trade. This is a potential good long-term investment. But that's why I'm interested.
As long as they never cut the dividends.
They're not. The last update they had, they said they're still going to have a progressive dividend. And and the interim will be 30% of the full. But and by the way, you need to be in by around by not around by the 20th of December to get the first interim dividend payment to be on the register. So that's BT while we're chatting. Nick, let's go with the first one of our requests, which is Hydrodeck, HYR. What do you reckon, Nicola?
Hydrodeck, you know, since the high on the 7th of November has traded sideways and is having a bit of a pullback. What I like about Hydrodeck is the moving average is well above the 200-day moving average. We broke it at the start of the month. So I think that we come back and we retest it. I'm looking for it to find some support here around 1.95. Mm-hmm. And if we're going to continue higher, that's where we're going to do it from. So got very overbought on the RSI. You know, it got up at 80. Now we're coming back. So that's what I'm looking for. Look for a pullback to 195 to buy.
Yeah, of course. Hydrogen are purveyors of superfine oil. All right. So the next one is request ITV. I haven't looked at the chart for ITV, but someone said it looked quite interesting. Well, what do you reckon, Nick? ITV.
Well, ITV is a very big. Here, I've switched over to the ITV chart, and ITV is at a big deal fib level, 50% retrace from the lows in 2009 to the highs in 2015. We tested it in June of 2016, and now we're retesting this level. I actually think, if I measure the legs, that we have room to go a little bit lower here. But like a monthly close, I think if we hold 149.20, then we could bounce. You know, we're quite oversold on the weekly. We're quite oversold, you know, on a daily. And so this is one of those levels where we could see a bounce, just not quite the evidence for it yet. But keep an eye.
Yeah. And obviously that initial spike lower a while back went down to, what did it go down to? That's 140, wasn't it? 141.
Yeah, 143. Yeah, yeah. It did.
So
okay. I would say that if we lose this fib level, which is 149.20, and exactly where we are at today, then you should see really good support at 134.68. 134.68.
Now it's time to have a look at the misses. Ooh, that's Management Resource Solutions. MRS is the ticker. What do you reckon, Nicola?
I love it. It's trending higher. Moving average is also higher. I love misses. Closed above the 200-day moving average yesterday, and now we're seeing sharp moves higher. That's what we expect to see when we get above an important moving average like that. So the next Fibonacci resistance, an important one, is 9.69. And if we clear 9.69 and we continue to fill the gap from October, we should see 14.14 and 17.74 next.
Yeah, I was going to say, because it's way above the bottom of the gap, isn't it? So now you'd think naturally it will head towards that like a magnet.
We hope, the top of the gap. So 14.14 and then 17.14, which is the August 2016 high. So that's what I'm looking for in MRS, but 9.69 will be sticky.
Yeah, but of course, I say that. On the chart, it looks like that. Of course, sometimes fundamentals can break that, can't it? And they can snap it in half, and if they have a bad update good update, then, you know, it can set it the right way or the wrong way. Next one is Motif Bio, MTFB. They've announced they've secured, I think, $20 million of debt finance, took their Eclipram drug through this sort of commercialization. So what do you reckon, MTFB, Nicola?
This is a lesson in mean reversion. So if we take the highs in MTFB in May 2015 to the lows that we made in 2016, the high that we made at the start of October was the 50% retrace of the all-time highs to lows. That's where we got rejected. And then where we found support the last couple of days is the 50% of the rally from the lows. So mean reversion in action. So 36.8 is our support, our 50% back. And it's also, you know, the pivot level and a gap from September. So if we can hold this level, I'm looking for a rally here. I think if we can't, though, we've broken the pattern and we'll come back to the 200-day moving average, which is down at 31.50. So look for 36.83 to hold. Otherwise, 31.50 is a screaming buy.
Yeah, I got to say, it's in the news about Zimbabwe today, and you know, there are quite a few AIM companies involved in that Zimbabwean space. And you know, one of the things to always look at is jurisdictions when you're investing, because you never know what can. Because you know, parts of Africa, there's a lot of risk where there can be some big reward, but you can have, you know, some unforeseen risks happening there. And I tell you, have a quick look at this, Nick. A big follow today. I do hold the stock UTW, Utility Wise. I bought some more today. The company have delayed the announcement of their financial results, the final results for the year, because they're adopting a new accounting standard, which is a good thing. But this is the second now delay. They were going to, first of all, it was delayed to the 21st of November. Now they're saying, sorry, we've had to get an independent auditor in to sort out this. And it's dropped again, UTW. And And see that bounce today, boing.
See, it's annoying because UTW had a really nice impulsive rally from the 35 lows back in August. And what I think we're seeing now is an ABC correction, or I hope we are. So if we are, so we'll measure from the high in August to the low in October, and then measure from the drop. And that says that our support, equal measured move support, is at 40.91 in UTW. So a little bit further, unfortunately, to fall.
That's
40, I know, but at 40.91 ABC correction, we should see a really good bounce from there if this is going to turn around and go higher. Otherwise, you know what? Watch the price action, a good double bottom. The reaction last time we went down to 34 was huge.
Yeah, that's like
you
can 20,
definitely see that again.
Yeah, that's like a 20% drop from here. That's a big drop considering the drop's had already. That's a scary drop.
It is a bit unfortunate.
I hope so. I hope not, Nick.
So today, though, we've retested the October lows and we're sharply bouncing. So if we can hold the October lows, we keep going higher. I see good evidence of buyers and bottoming here, just not quite the momentum to drive us higher yet.
Yeah, 6x daily average volume today. And this is a company that's in a market cap of sub 40 million, has revenue of about 86 million and churning a profit. I've often said, I see exploration companies on AIM who are talked about on AIM and ramped on Twitter, with same market cap with no revenue and no revenue for the next couple of years. So I'm thinking, what is going on here? Anyway, Nick, thank you for that.
Yeah, sorry, it's not been a news, but like this volume, it's a big up day. This drop, as people have thought, it's a bargain down here. Hopefully, it'll continue.
I'm one. I bought a little bit more. Nick, thanks for that. And you can see this video if you listen to the podcast at voxmarkets.co.uk/blog.
Ha ha! Ta da! Okay, bye everybody. Have a great day. I know we got a lot of requests. We'll cover more of them tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.